92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. You know that song. Let's say hi to Superintendent of Grand Haven Area Public Schools, Kristen Perkowski. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Busy.
How are you doing?
Busy.
It's a busy season. Yes.
It is a busy season, isn't
yes,
it?
It is.
But a short to school week next week. When's the last day next week?
Is
it Wednesday?
I pretty much work every day.
Like,
so.
You're supposed to know that. I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to know everything about what's going on.
Busy week.
It was a busy week.
We had a board meeting till about 10:30 on Monday night.
That's tough when they run late like that.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with just celebrations. We have a grand partner of the month. We recognize homeless prevention partners.
Yes.
They continually provide ongoing support to our students and families, including emergency assistance, food support, and collaboration with our McKinney-Vento program, which is our homeless program. People may not know, GHAPS has 293 homeless students.
I know.
So without their support and without the event this week, so they're having their Soup for All event.
Yeah, tomorrow.
All those funds help raise prevention awareness and support for the Tri-Cities, benefiting many GHAPs and other families with housing insecurities.
That's amazing. That really, really is amazing.
We also want to highlight the Gold Standard Award of Excellence to the Grand Haven High School girls rugby team.
Woohoo!
Winning the first Division I state championship is kind of cool because our wrestling team girls won the first MHSAA state championship. So MHSAA just started recognizing those, and they won the first one, and our girls rugby team won the first one as well.
That's incredible.
So really proud of the team, and we came to celebrate them.
That's awesome.
We had our board meeting at White Pine, so our 5th-6th building, and our administration was able to share just the ways in which we're using student voice there and having students really increasingly track their own academic progress toward continuous improvement. So really loved that. With our new policy, under the current policy that was established over the summer, the board or designee, which they haven't designated yet, has to approve field trips out of state. So we had some field trips approved.
Interesting.
They're going to be discussing that at the policy meeting this upcoming week to give a designee. So it may be, you know, our executive director of instructional services or something like that, which is probably more typical.
Yeah.
But right now they want to follow the policy, which is they approved 3 trips to Chicago, AP Literature Group, German students.
Yep.
And then our Broadway musical trip with 8th grade band, and also the Grand Haven High School trip to Orlando to be able to perform on a bigger stage at Disney.
That is so awesome.
Kind of like a workshop to learn, you know, how they do things there. And each high school student band gets to do that at least one time.
That's awesome.
Every 3 years.
That's cool.
Yeah. More on the strategic plan. We just shared how we're going to be transparently updating the board quarterly, and that'll be on our website, a transparency page of progress. And I think the big news Monday night was really around the master plan.
Yeah.
15 months in the making. The board reviewed all the preliminary findings of the survey and provided them some insights into what the community prioritizes.
Mm-hmm.
And so early results show a strong interest in elementary renovations, essential facility upgrades, transportation improvements, and technology investments. So essentially the board adopting the master plan means we have now a 15 to 20 year roadmap for the district. And now we start getting to work on what would a pre-bond look like? What's the first phase of this, second phase of this, third phase? So the board will be getting more of a comprehensive survey update at the December board meeting and start conversations around whether or not they'll go for a bond in 26 in either May, August, or November.
Wow. What's going on with Griffin Elementary? Because a few people have mentioned that. I know it's a building that has all kinds of students in it.
Yeah, the master plan really has 4 pillars.
Okay.
One of the pillars is renovating the 5 elementaries.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is around facility upgrades in arts and athletics at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is around a 5-8 campus at the White Pine site. So it would be renovating White Pine, adding on some common spaces in the middle like arts, athletic swings, and then adding a 7-8 where Griffin Elementary currently is. So that would be gone in this scenario. That would be the 6th elementary that would be no longer. The reason that was selected as preferred is that that's almost 40 acres versus the current Lakeshore site is only 16.
I see.
So when
you
talk about athletic spaces and others, and also to address the traffic issues, people know about the Griffin Robbins Road craziness.
I've heard about this.
So Beechtree would now be another entrance into that location with that proposed plan. So what comes first, second, third, fourth, fifth, that has not been decided. That is all what's going to be coming next with community input. So the master plan is the first step and just having a roadmap. So whoever is sitting in the superintendent seat or any future board, that there's a roadmap now for the facilities infrastructure part of our operations.
Very cool. What's a typical day like for you? No, I'm serious. What's it like for you?
I usually get up really early in the morning, around 4:30. Have some quiet time to myself, and usually go work out. And then my day usually starts with either, you know, like this media in the morning, or an early morning meeting with my executive assistant to kind of plan out. I have meetings with my cabinet team members every week. We meet together collectively weekly as well. Try to be in buildings. I have a lot of community events.
I was wondering, do you get to see like concerts and plays?
Oh yeah, those are all in my calendar.
You show up to those,
I do as many as I can do.
Well, that's good.
I love to be able to see students in action doing what they love, and our music department is just top notch.
I would agree, 100%.
The programming I saw last year was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. And oftentimes there's evening events. So my husband and I may try to get to an athletic event. Or, you know, we're doing some community event, chamber events and other things. So we try to be out as much as possible. This week our Interact Club at the high school is doing a homeless kind of camp out for a night to see what it's like to be homeless. They're living in boxes. So after the musical, the Grease musical, I'll put a plug for that in Friday night at 7.
Thank you for that.
Saturday at 2 and Saturday at 7, we are going to head out to the Interact group and lift their spirits, hopefully, while they're freezing.
That's incredible.
In cardboard boxes. I love that they're putting a spotlight on this.
Wow, that's walking the walk and talking the talk.
Yeah.
That is a big deal for a high school student to even think to do that, even entertain to do that.
Very proud.
Awesome. Very cool. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You
are you a pecan pie or pumpkin pie kind of lady?
I'd say I'd go with pumpkin. Pumpkin.
All right.
How about
pumpkin,
you?
Pecan all
pecan.
The way.
All right.
And then a big scoop of vanilla ice cream from Sweet Temptations to cut the sweetness of the pie.
Amen. That sounds great. Love it.
Thanks for being here.